Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. It's Pam Bright. Yes, I am actually in a different location today. We are outside. I had mentioned this in my advertisement for this week, but wanted to let you know early that we were going to do that. And we're outside now. Beautiful tree behind me. We've got some flowers over here. This is my sister's beautiful place. And so I thought, hey, I'd be down here, and she's got this great tree, and I really wanted to connect to that tree because I do that often with the grounding work that we do together and really assist you with connecting to nature. So welcome, welcome, welcome to this powerful show. I'm going to be transmitting from here for the next hour. And before we get started, as always, since we do have this beautiful tree right behind me and the beautiful flowers that you can see here, you can connect into either of those or just simply connecting with all of nature in whatever form fits you. So as always, go ahead and close your eyes if you can do that safely. If you need to be focused on something conscious that you're working on, just go ahead and listen to my voice and allow yourself simply to receive the energy of the transmission that I'm doing now. I'm going to take a little water. I recommend you have some water too. That really helps you with connecting yourself as a conduit for the energy of nature, the energy of Gaia, our Mother Earth, and connecting to all of your spirit guides, teachers, and angels. So as we connect to our breath, our sacred breath, allow yourself to connect in with the receptors in your body system. They're everywhere. So you've got receptors in your hands. They're nerves in your hands that innervate into the muscle tissue, and the nerves go through really all of the muscles as well as connecting to the bones in the hands, in the feet, really the hands, the palm of your hands and the soles of your feet, I think of as immediate connectors. And I see them as a spiral energy that often comes from the outside and goes in to the center, as well as it goes from the center all the way around, creating a spiral of energy in and out, connecting into the heart space, into the soul of you. And then connecting outwards to the energies all around you. You might hear some birds now and then as I'm transmitting, and that's perfect as well since you're listening to the sounds of nature. And as we connect in with our breath, we connect down to Gaia, our Mother Earth. She is so wonderful and loving in her presence as we connect to her. And I go right into the center of who she is, into her core. And I connect in with the core crystals that are there. They're huge. They're able to be walked on. I also often will connect in and wrap my arms around them to get their energy. And as I do that, I know that I'm fully and completely one with these core crystals and with the Earth Mother. And I'm going to use my light language to assist me in connecting fully heart to heart with heart of the crystals, heart of Gaia, and myself, my own energy body. Anasanaye nayahu. Anahira hera hera ya hea nunea. Ayawa hea na yea. Anaya hea hea hea. Ayasunu yehu nana yehu nana. And as I do that, I'm aware of her fiery core that is in the center of her. And my experience is that it doesn't burn me. It's actually kind of cool to the touch, believe it or not. And I'm seeing this orange and red color that is surrounding me as I'm connecting in with this core crystal. So bring those energies into the body, the red and the orange, connecting you to your root chakra and your solar plexus chakra, your power center, owning who you are as a physical form and a spiritual form in one. Nana se nana hei. Anazanana yehia. And I'm feeling these beings that live in the earth surrounding me and supporting me in who I am as a soul, choosing to have this human experience. And I thank you, beings, for being here now with me. And I ask for your assistance in this hour of transmission to these beautiful people, knowing that you will give exactly what they need at this time. Nasana ikera ba iku unatana yetera sana yekedua. Eluku kushana maya sana yekisana maite anasana ye. So as you connect with these words, these sounds, go ahead and allow that energy from the core of the earth to come up through your body like roots of a tree, connecting in with the tree behind me and feeling those roots strong in your core, in your legs, in your feet, connecting fully and completely to the earth, feeling grounded and centered. Unu sana maye keraba I tutu na maye sarabainte sana maye atanayese. And allowing that energy to come all the way up through the body, feeling every single part of you filled with this beautiful, yummy energy of the earth. Anasena teteya sadegiya tatayese. Feeling every receptor in your body, through your blood, your muscle tissue, your nerves, your bones. Feeling every part of you coming alive now. Asana yasarabe etutututu na tare yasarabayite. Naki lachara isa enana yasanayike. And as I connect in with that beautiful tree and feel myself becoming one with her, I now put my arms up to the sky like my hands and my arms are her branches. Connecting up to the sky. Ana sarayetarayetara bayincheruda esana naike su atateyatana mayeki. Na sana yetara yeti amana yiki amamaye. And then connecting up with the star systems and the planets. Thank you, thank you, thank you for assisting us today. We call on our galactic brothers and sisters, our friends of the universe, to assist us in this transmission today. And we ask the great central sun to come and bring us every energy that's needed for this transmission, for these people, for this planet, to assist in its balance in this time and space. And we now thank this vortex for staying open, this portal of energy. And when you're ready, you can actually open your eyes as you take a deep breath and come back into this space. Welcome back. Hi, guys. So this is so fun to be outside. I love it. So I'm not sure what this says. It looks like I have just a few minutes for a break. But, you know, I think we might just continue for a little bit. So any of you who want to call in and talk to me, I'd love that. So you can call 1-800-930-2819, I believe is the number. I think it's up on your screen as well. And I'm here for the next hour and would love to talk to you. So I've got my cards. I've got these affirmation cards, these affirmators. And here's my trusty unicorn. Look at that. Yay, unicorn. And we've got the rainbow to ride on, and we've got our soul cards. These are awesome as well. And of course, we have the light beings that are always willing to transmit through me for you. And connecting with these beautiful flowers here too, because they absolutely have something to share with you. I've seen a few bees that are around here too. So they're reminding us to be of service. Be of service. So one of the things I want to share with you is that I've been very aware of my dad's presence. As I've mentioned to you before, my dad passed over to the other side, if you will, the other side of the veil, in March of this year. And May, we had a beautiful memorial for him with all of our family and friends, not all of them, but a lot of them, came to Las Vegas to celebrate his life. And believe it or not, I didn't even know I could do this, but I've been connecting with him more since his passing than I did when he was alive. I know that sounds crazy, but I've been experiencing it. So any of you who think I can't talk to anybody when they've died, are you crazy? They're dead. How can I talk to them? Well, that's what I want you to know, is that just because you don't have this physical self anymore, your soul is forever. Your soul lives on. Your soul, if you are alive right now in this body of yours, then you've probably been here multiple times throughout history. So it's, you know, lots of different thought processes with that. Some people think, oh, it's parallel lives. You're always in a different body at a different time and space, even though it's at one point in history, right? Other people are like, no, they're past lives. So that's already been. Some people say the future is happening at the same time as the past and the present. So whatever your belief system is, it's perfect for you. And don't negate that. Don't think, oh, because other people say different things, it must not be true what I think. Well, guess what? What you think matters. What you believe matters to you. And that's what we want to say to you, is what you believe and what you think matters. And if you don't want to believe yourself as through your mind, then pause, listen, go within, and receive from your heart, because your heart will never lie to you. The brain tries to figure it out. The heart knows the truth. So as you connect in with your heart, you connect in with what your truth is and what you feel is the most important for yourself. So I'm being called right now to get a card. So I'm going to get a card for you. These are the affirmation cards that I got. So let's see, I'm just going to shuffle them. And if there's a particular request that you have, a healing that you want, a blessing that you hope to have, some coaching about anything at all, you can simply connect in with me. You've got the number on your screen. I'm here for you if you want to talk to me live, or you can put it in the chat and I will get that. And let's see what this first card says so that we can touch base with that. Oh, this one is personal growth. That's perfect. And there's a frog with a really big bicycle. Look at that. A huge tire, a huge wheel with a little tiny wheel attached. And it says, as I move toward greater consciousness, I feel old thoughts and habits fall away. Boy, if that isn't true. Like training wheels on a bike, they helped me get to where I am. But now that I can ride, I don't need those slow and crummy wheels, except when I'm making bike analogies. So yes, remember that having a little extra help, when especially when you're learning, is really important. I've talked to you before about having a little extra help and a little extra support for yourself. I use a walker. I also use a cane because I need a little help getting around. Not always. I'm able to go short distances with no problem and feel like I'm balanced and able to, you know, get around pretty easily. Sometimes though, I need a little help. And I have learned through the years that not fighting that is actually much healthier for me, to not fight it. And the less that I fight it, the happier that I am and the more content that I am, because I feel safe in the world. And boy, I don't know about you, but I spent a lot of years not feeling safe. And it wasn't anything that anybody did. That's the thing that I want you to hear, is nobody did anything to me for me not to feel safe. There were life lessons that I needed to learn. And in those life lessons, I got my armor really, really intact in order for my soul to feel like it had some protection. So you are perfect, whole, and complete as you are, even if you feel like there might be something missing. There's nothing missing. You are perfect, whole, and complete. It's your ego brain that thinks that something is off. Let's see. We have a little message here. Oh, Robbie would like a light language blessing dealing with stuff and the weather. Yes, Bobby, I know you have the weather issue in Florida. You've got storms, you've got thunder and lightning, you've got challenges with work. Robbie and I have been working together for quite a few years now, which is wonderful. And I actually met him on the show. Thank you, Robbie, for continuing to connect with me as your coach and as your light language assister and energy transmitter. And of course, you can have a light language blessing, sweetheart. So as you connect in with your personal power, Robbie, little Robbie and big Bobby, adult Bobby, you are one now, connecting all of yourselves together into one body. Knowing that as you heal one part of you, the rest can follow. So all of you who are listening know that too, that as you heal one part of you at a certain age, the other ages of you throughout your life can also heal. So take that as a healing for yourself. And also allow your spirit guides to circle you now, fully and completely, your angels, your guides, your teachers, your totems, your spirit animals. And we ask them all for a blessing for Robbie, as well as anyone else who is listening to this transmission right now, knowing that you will receive all of this transmission fully into your soul, and your soul may interpret what it needs to for your life. So all of your guides just sent a really big heart to you, like big enough to encompass you and all of them. This beautiful heart shape, beautiful red color, allowing us to send massive love to you now, Robbie, in all of its many forms. Haradeti satate tutanayetula, hena sarayeta yata yetula chara, hedabayelu tanayeta ye. Anaye sarabahi, anamaya laye, anaye luya, nahisha naye. Your angels just came in as they say alleluia to you. Alleluia, alleluia yasena, helalaye asayamaye. Helalaye asaleye uyama. And we bring all of the guidance for Robbie today in the form of forward movement, taking as many actions as are healthy for him to take, giving him the exact actions that are perfect for him now, connecting always with the heart and soul of who he is. Ala tenana yesatati nen maite nunu sanamayikia. Helo chanamayasakine. All right, so they're wanting to give you another affirmation, Robbie. So let's see what this one is. Oh, divine timing. This is perfect for you. I'm going to show this to you now. This picture. So there's a hand that is flicking away an hourglass. And this hourglass is like a little being with legs. It's very cute. So everything is timing, and timing is everything. Gladly, I release my concern over timing and let things happen when and as they will. I trust that the divine schedule makers know what they're doing. Ooh-wee! Boy, if that isn't perfect message for you and for me and for all of us, it can take a long time to reach divine middle management. The divine schedule makers, remember that. The divine schedule makers know what they're doing. Okay, our jobs are to release everything from our brains to try and figure stuff out. Okay, so release your judgment. That's going to help you a lot, Robbie. I love you, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks for calling in. So it looks like we have another caller, Jacob, Carrie from somewhere.
That's right. We've got Carrie calling in from California. Hi there, Carrie.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Carrie, hello. I'm Pam. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
How are you today? I'm doing beautifully.
I'm doing well.
I'm outside. What's the temperature like in California right now?
Say that again.
What's the temperature like where you are?
It is warm. It is not extremely hot, but it is warm. Well, I'm in an air conditioned place, so I wouldn't be a good judge of that right now. So
okay,
but
well, you're in
it
air
looks beautiful
right?
Outside.
I love that. So what can I do for you today, honey?
Today I am having a tough time. So I am in a partnership with my husband, who is my complete contrast. I understand. I signed up for this beforehand. I'm in it now. I've been very patient with him, but you know, he really triggers me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the point now where I am just ready to let go whatever it is that I need to let go, whether it's him, whether it's the past hurt. The point is that he unfortunately seems to be a younger soul than me and is kind of getting the hang of this life at a slower pace than me. So we're complete contrast. I don't know if I'm here to teach him anything, and I'm sure he's here to teach me something. But the point is that today I'm having a very, very hard time dealing with the tug and pull, the resistance, the whole not him, not listening to wise advice that I think I'm giving him. And, you know, he seems that he's starting to come around a little bit, but, you know, just things, his decisions really bother me because they're not the best for our family. So I'm just so triggered today that I don't even know what I need.
I got it.
I'm at work. I have nothing. I have to just keep going. I'm at work. I got to just keep doing what I'm doing. I'm blessed to be able to listen to Transformation Talk Radio and to call every now and then. But today is a struggle for me.
I got it. So one of the things, a couple things come up as you're talking. So my husband and I just celebrated 20 years, and I'll share with you our experience, and then I'll share with you some things that are coming through for you. So my husband, you know, they say opposites attract, right? Which is really true. And sometimes it feels like, wait a minute, does it always have to be opposite? Does it always have to be a struggle? Does it always have to be his way or my way, right? And what I found is for myself, and I'm on this for a lot of other people as well, is that when judgment gets in the middle of relationship, it's really tough to have a middle ground. So that's the first thing that I would say is, what is the judgment around what's happening for you in his differing of opinion?
I'm sorry, was that a question?
Yes. So what is the judgment you're holding around your husband?
What is the judgment that I'm holding is that he's not making the best decisions to benefit himself and his family.
Okay. All right. So that is your judgment. Okay. So have you talked to him about the judgment that you have?
That is correct. I have. And he says,
yep.
Yeah, he's always on that mentality where he's trying. He's trying to make the best judgments.
Okay. All right. So he's doing the best he can. Right? What's in the way?
That's what he says.
Yep. So what's in the way is your judgment. So how can you create some acceptance around the choices that he's making right now?
To be honest with you, I'm at the point where I'm feeling that the only way it's going to be peaceful for me and him is perhaps not to be together, because then his decisions don't affect me directly.
Mm.
But so then that's a heartache.
Together? Yep. How long?
17 years. 17 years, time. And they have not been smooth. And it has not been smooth.
I understand. So here's the thing. The longer that you're together, probably the more stuff's going to come up. Because you guys
more
got
stress?
Together. So the longer that you're together, the deeper that you're going to go. Because you're showing who you are. Both of you are getting more vulnerable and more intimate. And as you get more vulnerable and intimate, more issues come up to the surface to be healed. So it really is a golden mm-hmm. opportunity for both of you to heal and to get closer in the midst of the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So here, one of the things that I was told a while ago about, this is my second marriage. My first marriage, it was obvious that my husband was not mentally fit. So we were amiable in parting. My second marriage with my husband now, what I heard was, if I leave and go to a different relationship, I'm just going to have to deal with the same kind of issues over and over again because I didn't learn the lessons. So would you like to make mm-hmm. peace with this so that you can stay together?
Yes.
Okay. So let's do some light language and get some energy into the center of this and allow your spirit guides to work with you. Okay. And we'll create a little mm-hmm. bit of healing around this situation so that both of you can get some peace. How does that sound?
Wonderful.
Okay. All right. So there's nothing for you to do except receive. And I'm just going to transmit what's here and allow your spirit team to work with you. Okay. And your name is Christy. Is that right?
No, it's Karina.
Karina. Okay. All right. So we ask now that Karina's spirit guides, teachers, and angels come and surround her and surround her husband as well. What's your husband's name?
Jose.
So we ask Jose's spirit guides, teachers, and angels as well to come into this vortex of energy. And we ask that his beings, the beings that work with him directly, assist in this healing and this unification of this energy between the two of them. And we ask that Archangel Michael come and assist as well. He holds the sword of truth. And we ask him to assist in the truth of this union. Ana sana itaraba itara itua. Ala cheche sana mayiki na mayekiwa. Na sana itena maye. Ala chachaya sana mayiki amanena yesa. Etana yesa na ye. Okay, so they want you to imagine yourselves as young children. Okay, we each have a young child inside of us. So bring Jose's and your young children inside of each of you. And let's create a beautiful energy vortex for you to hold this and create this healing within. Anasana yetada yesana maye kira bayeti. So Archangel Michael, please bring your specialists in for communication and clarity. We ask that judgment get released. Anasana yetara yetara mayiki ara watanasiti. Ala tena sana yehi. Anasana na yay, ana yay yay yay. Ooh, yay. So another thing that I just heard is I saw, how many kids do you have?
Two.
Two kids, okay. So have you had family meetings?
In the past, yes.
Okay. So I recommend that you have regular family meetings to discuss the challenges between you and make new agreements.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you have that you can do once and then it's done. You have to continue to work with it, because remember, the kids chose you as parents.
Mm-hmm.
You chose each other as partners. So you're all in it mm-hmm. together. Okay. So would yes. you like to make an agreement with yourself around, okay, I'm going to ask for this date as a goal for our next family meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Can you see a time or an opening for that in the next week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So write it down for yourself, put it in your calendar, and then get it set up with your husband and your kids. Okay. So that you guys have a family meeting and then you celebrate each other. Okay. Cause that's what you want to do as well, is celebrate each other's strengths, acknowledge what is working already, and then make new agreements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So how is that feeling as we're talking?
Uplifting.
Good.
Very uplifting. Yes.
Excellent.
Very uplifting.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So go ahead and leave your email with Jacob, the producer, and I will follow okay. up with that with you in the next few days to see how you're doing. And if you want further support from me, I'd be more than happy to help you. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Take good care of yourself and know that you're blessed.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Okay,
God
sweetheart.
Bless you.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. So there you go. So that's what happens. That can happen for you for calling in. Not necessarily those same dynamics, but that kind of assistance is available to you if you want to call in. You can also write in at Transformation Talk Radio, the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. So the phone number is on your screen. It's 1-800-930-2819. And the cards that we've gotten so far today, the first one was personal growth with this beautiful frog. Now, frog medicine, I don't know if you know anything about frog medicine, but frog medicine is all about cleansing. So cleansing the auric field, cleansing the energy, allowing ourselves to be supported and release what doesn't work anymore for us. That's what that medicine is about. And he's on top of this really big bicycle, one wheel bicycle, and then it's got a little tiny wheel in the back. And it says, as I move toward greater consciousness, I feel old thoughts and habits fall away. So he's allowing himself or herself or themselves, however you identify, to allow those old energies to leave. Like training wheels on a bike, they helped me get to where I am now. So acknowledging who you are, where you've been, what's happened, and what it's like now is imperative for growth. Because we can do all the digging and inventory work that we want to, but if we don't acknowledge where we've been and give ourselves praise, it's really tough on the soul. So with that, I'm going to read you something. This is from Alcoholics Anonymous. For those of you who have ever heard of Alcoholics Anonymous, it's a wonderful 12-step program, and it's something that I follow often. And these are the AA promises. And you can apply these promises to your own life, whether you're in recovery from alcoholism or not, because these can be helpful for you anytime, day or night. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. You can say halfway through your life, halfway through this process, halfway through whatever you want to put in the blank there. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. How many of us have tried to push everything away, right? Oh, this happened. It was really terrible. I was so much in pain. They're terrible. I hate them. You know, blame, blame, blame. That really does not assist us in moving forward. Whenever we have judgment, we are suffering. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. How many of you would love that? How many of you have been in turmoil lately and would like to know some peace? So the work that I do would love to assist you in finding some peace. I say work. We say work. I don't like the word work. That sounds hard, right? How about the play that I do? The spirit play that I do in the world assists people in moving forward in who they are. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. Boy, if that isn't great. Assisting others in who they are simply by our own experience. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. Now, this is talking about like when we do the inner work, we get freedom, right? We get freedom inside of ourselves when we do the inventory work that's required for personal growth. That's what's available, folks, is freedom and peace and joy and excitement and love and happiness and, you know, fill in the blanks, you know, connection to God, connection to the universe, connection with other people. We're just going to continue on, Jacob. We're just going to continue on. And any of you who want to call in, we're still here. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. We will intuitively know, using our intuition, know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. How many of you doubt your intuition? Well, when you have a regular practice of going within and taking inventory on your life, your intuition can get stronger the more and more and more that you connect. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Guess what it takes? Asking for help. If you don't know what to say to God, just say help. If the word God triggers you, then say universe or nature or tree or sky, right? Or the Almighty. Whatever works for you to connect with something outside of you to the greater whole. That's what we're in for here. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialize if we work for them. Okay, so those are the 12 promises of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I highly recommend that you suit them to yourself. Whatever comes up for you around that, I can assist you in that if you want to. If you've got an addiction, you know, these steps work. If you don't have an addiction, but you want a new way of life and a new way of peace and love and harmony, these steps can work for you. So we have been connecting with folks on Transformation Talk Radio, tuning in to the Empower Me show. We just talked about personal growth, which is really important for you to really, that's the name of the game, folks. You know, it's really allowing yourself to expand as a soul. I think that's why we're here as human beings. And then we have divine timing, allowing ourselves to connect with the greater whole, the power of the universe, the power of our spirit guides. You know, asking yourself, who are my spirit guides? Are they available for me? How can I connect to them? That's how you start the process, is just asking. Everything's timing. I release my concern over timing and I let things happen when and as they will. But if that isn't letting go, I don't know what is. How many of you allow yourselves to let go? How many of you allow yourselves to let go? What does that even mean? Are you wondering what that even means? Letting go? It's allowing yourself to not be in control all the time. It's important for us to feel like we're independent, but it doesn't have to be one of control. It's a synergy. It's a coming together. The way I think about my own life is I connect to the divine. I allow the divine to flow through my body, into my heart space, into my cells, into my soul, and then we become one. So we co-create together as partners. So with this tree, I do that meditation where I connect in with the tree and I become one with the tree. That is beautiful. I can connect in with the flowers and become one with the flowers and allow the flowers to speak through me. So I mentioned earlier before we had a caller that I had been connecting to my dad quite a bit since he passed. And those of you who have had family members or friends that have died, that you're wondering, oh gosh, can I connect in with them again? Like, isn't this the end? They're not here anymore. How can I connect? Simply by reaching out like you do to your spiritual power, your God, your universe, saying, and I do, I say, hey, Dad, I see these cloud formations, and I connect in with the cloud formations, and I know that his spirit, you know, if we think of heaven, you know, the Bible talks about heaven and hell. Well, many people say that many of us are living in hell right now on earth. Whatever you choose to believe is up to you. It can be, you know, I have lived in hell in many different times in my life. I currently am not in that place. Thank you, Creator. And I believe that when I am connected to the Creator, that I can receive heaven on earth. So I connect to the cloud formations and I connect in with the wind and I connect in with those things that I think of as my dad now that he's not in human form. And I have a sense of him energetically. And when I connect in with him energetically, sometimes I hear a voice and it doesn't necessarily sound like his voice or my voice. It's simply something that's transmitted in my head. And I get sensations of him and I get things that he might say, you know, when he was alive, lovingly to me, or sometimes he'll give me information. Like the other morning, I'll give you an example. So the other morning I was on the computer and I was frustrated trying to figure something out and try and get something happening. And I said, okay, Pam, just be patient. Just be patient. It will happen. It's just processing through its way of being on the computer. Computers need time. And I heard my dad say, yeah, you've always had that problem of patience, impatience. And I started laughing because I knew that that was my dad that was talking to me. So allow yourself, if those of you who are listening have loved ones that have passed on, allow yourself to connect. Another example is that my grandmother, when she died, I was connected to my first husband. We went to a concert and her name was Rose. She was Grandma Rosie to me. And on the stage, no kidding, before the band came out, there was a single rose on the stage. And I immediately knew that my grandmother's presence was there. So allow yourself to connect in the ways that your loved ones are trying to connect to you, because they are. They may be your spirit guides. They may be in transit, so moving from the earth plane to another place in the ethers. You know, they may have another assignment to come back into human form. So allow yourself to, but they may come through in dreams. Whatever way they connect, just allow that to happen, because it's a beautiful gift that we all have. So I'm just going to check the time here, see how much time we have. Okay, it looks like we're winding up soon. So any of you who want assistance, we have a couple more minutes. You can call in. And it looks like we have 5 minutes. Thank you, Jacob. So here's the deal, guys. I love you. I have said this time and time again from the bottom of my heart. If there is a bottom, I don't even know if there's a bottom of my heart, but that's a saying that we have, to the infinite well of my heart. I love you. And I love you from a place of, I am a soul connecting to your soul. I am a human being connecting to you as a human being. We are connected like this. Even if I don't know who you are, I love you. And I am here as a beacon of hope, as a beacon of light, as a beacon of love for you. To remember who you are, remember that you and Creator are one. And if you need assistance in any way, I am here for you. So you can reach me at Bright Butterfly Network. Yes, it's a changed website because we have a new look. So that's Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, Butterfly, B-U-T-T-E-R-F-L-Y, Network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K.com. BrightButterflyNetwork.com. And you can see the new website. You can get on my mailing list if you want more information and you want to connect to me and do some personal information or personal connection, one-on-one work. We'll do groups soon. I'm looking at doing retreats, hopefully, in the next couple years. So any ideas that you have that you'd like to see happen for Bright Butterfly Network would be great. If you want to be a guest on my show, I'd love that as well. You can reach out to the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. And know that this is the perfect day for you to be inspired, to create magic, to create a breakthrough. Do whatever you need to allow yourself to have a magnificent life. And I will hook up with you next week, which is the beginning of the coaching month. I've got special guests every week. I will be the one on for next week. really talking exclusively about coaching and the coaching I'm doing and how to assist you in that. And we'll have a guest every week after that. And we'll just see what we can do for you. And I wish you the best and blessed life, blessed day. Know that your connection to the Creator is all about you and your willingness. So until next week, we will talk to you then. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.